You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Black Coffee, episode 2.
Season 3.
I think. I also kind of made that up.
Gotcha. I was going to say, last time I put the question mark. Who knows how long it's been? I can't keep track anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think it's up at season 3, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Well, anyway, we got... we got a fun show planned for y'all tonight. We got some good bops and some hot takes, so you're in for a ride.
Yeah, really.
So, but yeah, for right now, we're gonna listen. We'll take a listen to "Till Forever Falls Apart" by Ash and Phineas. So that was "Till Forever Falls Apart" by Ash and Phineas. Way to set the mood,
sorry,
Lindsay.
Okay, I forgot that I put that one first, and then I was like, oh, that is a sad song.
Like, "Till Forever," like, that's, oof, oof. And today was so beautiful. The weather was good. Like, where are these vibes coming from?
I don't, you know, I just, I thought it was a good song. I added it. Forgot it was first. We're going to just pretend that the vibes weren't set with that.
All right. All right. So I guess we'll move on with some hot takes. And I mean, I could go first. You could go first.
Alex, you've already shared some and they're quite...
Oh, okay. I'm going to go first.
Yeah, you could...
Okay, so the first one that came to my mind, I'm just going to go in order. I made a whole list. I sat and reflected on my hot takes for, for a good half an hour before the show. It was very, what's the word? It was very satisfying.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So the first one I have is, we should automatically cancel people for unironically listening to Post Malone.
Honestly, like, I can't disagree with that. Like, I kind of agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's, like, no hate on Post Malone, but it's, like, my hate is directed towards the people that just listen to him. Because they're usually, like, people who are in Greek life and, like, generally obnoxious. So, like, that's why, like, I mean, I think, like... It, in a way, it's good that these people exist because they're essentially, like, saving me the trouble of, like...
Oh, my God. She's really getting into this one.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's, like, you could even say the same thing for people who like Mo Bamba. You know, it says a lot about a person.
Right. Well, that was... Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, Lindsay...
I'm sharing one of mine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, this randomly popped into my mind because I feel like this is going to, like, start some qualms, but I don't...
Just be careful. We're being recorded. That's all I'm going to say. Continue.
I don't like the taste of chocolate. The reactions that I've gotten for this have... Normally, it's received quite badly.
I mean, as it should be.
I don't understand if people like the taste... Like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, I just don't like any of it.
What about white chocolate?
That is just disgusting.
Why? Okay, well, I don't get why people hate on white chocolate. Like,
I don't know. It's just like, it doesn't even really have flavor besides just like being sugar, in my opinion. But
you're having the wrong kind of white chocolate. But on to like the bigger issue here. But like, so like, then do you like vanilla then?
Yeah. Like if I were to get a milkshake, it would be vanilla. It wouldn't... I'd never get a chocolate milkshake or chocolate ice cream. Like,
yeah. Damn. You think you know a person and then you drop this bombshell on me. Crazy.
You said hot takes. I guess that was probably one of my biggest.
Damn. I mean, you're right. That really is a hot take. Disappointing. Oh, okay.
It's received badly.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, anyway, up next, we have Sunday Morning by The Velvet Underground, and then Vintage by Blue to Tiger. Hopefully Sunday Morning, the vibes are... No?
Well, they're better.
I mean, Sunday mornings are pleasant, generally.
Yeah. No, it's not a sad song, it's just... Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted year so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. To know.
So that was Vintage by Blue the Tiger, also known as, like, TikTok famous bassist girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, I don't know, she's pretty dope. I like her music.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that song. It's kind of catchy.
For sure. So, more hot takes.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to go first this time?
No, you could share with us. You put a lot of thought into it.
Okay, I did. That is true. But we're going to start slow. That first one I thought...
What?
I have many. It's fine. So this one is like a softball, but I think that princess goldfish are better than a regular goldfish, and I will explain why. So I went to Giant on Friday. That's like a big event for me because no car, so... It was a fun time. And so I'm in the snack aisle, and I was like grabbing a bag of like a bag of goldfish, as one does. But then I saw the princess ones, and like there were also like Mickey Mouse ones, and like I did see those, but they were like actual like Disney princesses on it.
For clarification, I'm Googling to see what she's talking about, because I've never heard of princess goldfish.
They're shaped like, there are some that are shaped like goldfish, and then there are some shaped like princesses. And I don't know, like I'm trying to come to terms with you know, because like when you're a kid, like I feel like everyone goes through that phase where like they hate girly things and like being basic, and I'm like, that's just society telling us that like women can't like the things that women like. So this is my way of rejecting that and reclaiming like, I was gonna say princesses, but it sounds weird. But essentially, I'm being like, it's okay to like Disney princesses as a kid, because that's like it's okay to like feminine things as a woman.
Right. Yeah. And now I feel bad for my statement that was gonna follow that comment. But if I walked in to your room and saw Princess Goldfish, I think I'd have to make a comment on it.
No, I also think it's objectively hilarious too. I'm not denying that, but like it's also a radical social statement as well.
Yeah, I didn't expect that mm-hmm. explanation, but mm-hmm. now I see it. I see how that. Yeah. okay. Well, following that, I have another hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I think eggnog is good. And I just feel like that also kind of causes some divide. Because during the holidays, a nice cup of eggnog, I feel like that, like, it's a good drink. Not all the time, but I think it tastes good. And I know people who hate it.
I mean, that's I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that is a hot take, but as a Jew, I've never had eggnog before, so it's hard for me to have a proper like comment or response, because I know nothing about eggnog. But I feel like some people
some people really hate it, because I've gotten into this discussion before, and I don't know what it is, but some people just think it's gross. But I don't know. I think it's a good holiday drink. Yeah. I mean, not to just go into this whole food category of hot takes, but that seems to be where we're at.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I mean, I guess it's a traditional Christmas drink for a reason. Someone has to think it's good.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, moving on. Up next, we have Dreams by Chloe Moriondo, followed by Walk Backwards by Maud Latour.
Slowly ride, but you should break away.
So that was Walk Backwards by Maud Latour, and Lindsay has a PSA for y'all.
Yes, everyone's favorite part. Okay, so did you know each year approximately 3 to 4 million pets are adopted? 29% of dogs and 33% of cats are adopted from shelters or rescue groups each year, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 12% since 2009. However, 2.7 million healthy and treatable pets still need our help to find a home each year. So you can go to theshelterpetproject.org to learn more.
Wow, thank you so much for that wonderful PSA, Lindsay.
No problem.
Okay, and I'm going to follow that up with another hot take, and that is normalize men having a skincare routine.
Yeah.
They really should. Like, it's a hot take, but I don't think anyone would disagree with me. Because
I see this claim a lot on TikTok, I have to say.
Okay. As you should, because I feel like, why is hygiene gendered? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why don't they want to take care of their skin?
I guess you could argue that maybe it's just, like, another extra step that you'd have to take, and it, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, can you elaborate?
No, I just feel like maybe some people's arguments is that it's just like, oh, now I have to, like, do it, like, you know, have a skincare routine. Like, I feel like maybe they think it's just, like, another step, but...
So they're lazy? That's not an excuse.
Really calling people out tonight.
Hey, hey, I'm getting paid for this. I'm gonna do a good job. I'm being very honest. And also, like, I don't understand. Like, don't they want nice skin? Don't they want, like, other people to think they have nice skin? Like, you feel better.
Yeah. I mean, however, now we're wearing masks everywhere. So.
Exactly. And, like, imagine if they don't wash them. Imagine what that does to your skin, Lindsay. It's terrible. And also, it's not like they have to have, like, a 17-step skincare routine like Jeffree Star probably does. I'm just saying, wash your face. Jeffree Star? That's an odd reference. That's the first thing that popped in my head, okay? I'm just saying, you know, have use like a gel cleanser and then like follow it up with like a gel moisturizer and sunscreen. Like that's it. Like that's enough. Okay? But
I'm sorry, I just can't even say that I do that much.
But like I'm just or fine, at least do something. Or you know what? Or you know or and also they need to stop using maybe some
are you gonna say the 2-in-1 shampoos, because I have qualms with that.
I mean, that is definitely very true, but I was going to say like the Neutrogena, like that the orange one with the beads.
That's literally what I use.
I'm sorry, but girl, don't use that. That's bad for your skin.
Well, it's too late. I've been using it for a while.
I mean, it's never too late. You're fine. You're good. Doing great, sweetie. But I do agree with the 2-in-1. That is just...
that I have serious qualms with, because...
That's criminal.
I don't know how you would put both a conditioner and a shampoo in one bottle, but that's besides the point.
Exactly. It's not a good deal. It's bad for your hair. Just spring for the extra conditioner. Anyway, so up next we have Tilted by Christine and the Queens, followed by Serotonin by Girl in Red.
I need serotonin.
Magic marker. stabilize with medicine. There's no depth to these feelings. Dig deep, can't hide from the corners of my mind. I'm terrified of what's inside. I get intrusive thoughts like cutting my hands off, like jumping in front of a bus.
Okay, so that was Serotonin by Girl in Red. And did you want to read your PSA, Lindsay?
You can start us off with yours.
Okay, I also have a PSA. So did you know that Shaggy was awarded the Jamaican Order of Distinction with the rank of commander? For more Shaggy facts, call 203-505-259 or visit www.biggeshaggy.gov. Have a boombastic day. And
I have nothing to say about that.
It needed to be said. The people need to know.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a PSA as well. Don't know how to follow up with that. Okay. How will you stop texting and driving? Out of sight, out of mind. When you're in the car, put your phone where you can't get it, a place where you won't even be tempted to look for it. No phone, no texting. Silence is golden. Turn those notifications off. The less you hear your phone, the less tempted you'll be to respond while you're driving. And last, designate a texter. Borrow thumbs from a friend or lend yours to a friend. Passengers get the privilege of texting while in motion. Yeah, you can visit nhtsa.gov for more info.
Thank you for that wonderful PSA, Lindsay. I also have an addendum to mine. Shaggy was also a Marine, so that just, I needed to make that clarification.
It all makes sense now. I'm glad you clarified. Yes.
Oh, I think we're calling in. I don't know how to do
this. Yeah, I don't know how to do this.
Hello? Hi, how do I plug you in? Oh, I clicked the button. Hello?
I don't know what's going on.
Hello? Oh, okay. So wait, do I click the little button that says connect?
I really don't know what's going on.
On the switchboard that says phone.
Well, during this.
Oh, I see.
Okay, never mind. She figured it out.
Okay. You're on. I believe so, yes. Okay. That Love by Shaggy. I will cue it up. Thank you for telling the people this very important fact. Okay, thank you for your PSA, Julia. It is much appreciated. Look at you educating the people. Wow, really doing, yes, exactly, doing God's work.
Wow. Just to clarify that the phone is not on air.
Oh, damn. I clicked phone. Phone is on.
Yeah, I tried. I still don't know what's going on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I guess you could share what just happened.
Hello. Oh, so we are back. We just had a caller, and this caller just wanted to say that Shaggy was also on the Marines, and I told her that she was doing God's work by educating the people about Shaggy history. So we will do a brief tribute to Shaggy in a little while, but up next we have FYO by Michelle, followed by Guard Down by Claude. So that was That Love by Shaggy. I know we didn't announce that one, but
it was a surprise.
It was a surprise, and our wonderful caller recommended it, and I'm so glad she did. I think it's a beautiful note to end on for the day. I apologize y'all couldn't hear, but it's okay.
Yeah, it was a little bit chaotic for a second there. I was getting nervous, but
it's fine. It's an opportunity for learning. I learned so much about Shaggy. I learned how to Patrick Collin. It's fine. So anything you want to say, Lindsay, before we turn in?
No, I mean, I know Alex has some more hot takes for the next episode if you guys want to tune in next week, but
because my opinion is just so important.
But yeah, I guess otherwise I can sign us off, so should I
go for it?
Okay. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Alex.
And this has been Black Coffee.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night.